out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or perhaps you've gone and done downloading us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate every moment of your brain and ear and whatever you use while you're listening to us time.
Ooh, yes.
We appreciate all of it. We are going to be here for the next couple hours, talking about Trump, and you may hear the word fascist and you may hear the word fuck a lot.
Oh, yes.
Not fuck a lot. Not one word.
Oh, like, I missed it.
Sir fuck a lot.
Sir fuck a lot.
Join us, sit down, pour a hot bath.
Yeah. Pour a hot bath.
Draw a hot
it would take a long time. Depends on how big you are, how big the tub is.
Have the servants heat up some water for you.
Servants!
Pour it in.
Manservant!
And strap in, strap on, gird up.
Ooh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to say to all you fucking talking head pundits, and even on MSNBC, please, please, quit calling for civility. Fuck you. There are bombs going off. Well, not going off, but there are pipe bombs being sent to people. Civility, shove it up your ass. Anyway.
The tweet us during the show or hit us up on our Facebook. We don't really check the Facebook so much during the show, but the Twitter we do. At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Also on Instagram. Not on Snapchat.
Sad.
You can find us all over the
right
place. And for the right price we'll show up live.
Right, that's right, we will do a live show if you pay us enough money at your house or whatever. Who cares?
We do bar mitzvahs.
Write that check, baby.
A crab diving bar mitzvah special. let's jump in, get right to the old headlines, which those listening live heard the headline drop at the beginning of the show, because I pressed the wrong goddamn button. But those listening in podcast form won't hear my mistake. They'll just hear
right.
us talking about it right now.
Okay.
Unless I delete this part, too.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. October 25th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
Please play your headline.
Please.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yes.
Oh, George.
And that one lied us into a war. That one lied us into a war.
But you know who has said that she absolutely adores and loves George W. Bush?
Michelle
Obama.
Well, Michelle,
loves him.
That's fine. And just think about all those Iraqis that he had killed. Think about that. Anyway.
The headline over the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost. Oh, we were going to do this story anyway. We were talking about it offline right before the show.
Crab diving offline conversation.
Wasting pearls.
Oh, yes.
The headline says Megyn Kelly's long race to the bottom.
Right.
I think they're doing a thing there.
Oh, God.
Race.
See, I did a thing there. Look at that. I'm funny.
Megyn Kelly, I think she's out. But on Wednesday, she apologized for suggesting the day before that, you know, blackface can be an acceptable part of a Halloween costume.
Oh, that's lovely.
During on Wednesday, during the first portion of, I guess she's got a segment on Today's Show.
Yes.
I don't watch.
I don't know.
She tearfully said, I want to begin with two words. I'm sorry. Sometimes I talk, sometimes I listen. Yesterday I learned. I learned that, you know, black people may, you know, some people may still not like black people.
I learned not to do blackface.
Sometimes I learned that given the history of blackface being used in awful ways by racists in this country, it is not okay for that to be part of any costume, Halloween or otherwise.
Who hired her? Was it MSNBC or NBC?
Andy Lack, NBC.
Oh, God, Andy.
Well, both.
Oh, both. Well, listen, I hope you learned your fucking lesson. I hope you learned your lesson. Don't hire people from fucking Fox. And don't hire people to tell, quote unquote, the other side. Fuck off.
Megyn Kelly, after she said, this past year has been so painful for many people of color. This country feels so divided. I have no wish to add to that pain and offense.
You did.
And then she had two black friends on. Two political commentators to talk about race.
Look at my black friends.
But too little too late.
And I don't believe her. Fuck her. Hollow. Insincere.
Well, yeah, somebody did a pretty good job of writing for her, right?
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Sometimes I talk, sometimes I listen. And yesterday I learned.
Megyn Kelly, you are ridiculous. You are a rich white person in a position of power. You're a journalist. I'm doing air quotes for those of you not looking through our window like pervs. You're a journalist who should fucking know better. She should know better. And by the way, it's not the first time she said bullshit like this, right? Wasn't it? Am I on?
Well, Santa's white. Jesus is white.
She goes, Santa's white. Okay. And Jesus is white, okay?
Yeah, it was. And then she tried to say it was a joke. And go back and watch that tape. She was not joking. She was like, look, Santa's white, okay?
Well, she said it on Fox, right? That was Fox.
That was her Fox show, yeah.
That's how you apologize on Fox. I was joking, okay?
Well, I read that. Let me see if it has it in here in the HuffPo.
I mean, God.
Fuck it. I just. I think she has a. Like a no out contract.
Right.
So they've got to figure out how to pay her like $67 million. They've got to pay her off.
Good.
They've got to buy out her contract. And there's already whisperings of her going, guess where?
Back to Fox,
right,
baby.
Back to Fox, where she could say shit like that and not get any repercussions.
Why wouldn't she? That makes total sense. And I think, you know, maybe NBC, MSNBC, maybe you learn your lesson. Nobody wants to tune into MSNBC to hear the other fucking side.
Well, here
sorry.
At the HuffPo, they list some of her greatest hits.
Ugh.
The time she said Santa's just as white, Jesus too.
Okay.
Those times she asked whether white police officers killing two unarmed black men had anything to do with race. Michael Brown and Eric Garner. She was like, does that have anything to do with race?
Oh, of course not. It was just a bunch of white cops choking out a black man, begging for his fucking life. And you know what they did, Megan? They fucking killed him. And then you had to remind people Santa Claus is white. Fuck off.
She, in 2016, she suggested, she had some dude from an anti-Muslim think tank. Isn't that kind of...
God. An anti-Muslim think tank.
Is that oxymoronic?
Well, it's fucked up is what it is.
I'm sure they don't describe themselves as anti-Muslim.
Well, yeah. Maybe.
They were discussing immigration in Germany as the country was opening its doors to a surge of Muslim refugees, a lot from Syria.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, so is Germany over as we know it? Is Europe?
Oh, my God.
Because of all those brown people.
You idiot, racist piece of shit. And see, that's why her apology on MSNBC is hollow. That's why it's bullshit. You know, Megan, the great thing is for you, you white privileged piece of garbage, is that you're going to get your money. You're going to get your money from your fucking contract. You win. You see, a white privileged person says a bunch of racist shit on television. They have to leave their job, but they keep their money.
Do you remember in Texas when that cop tackled that 15-year-old black girl at a pool party?
Absolutely.
After he fell, that was spectacular. Remember that? He was like running after her and he fell and rolled and then ran and got her.
He tackled that poor girl. I remember that.
Megyn Kelly didn't defend the officer's actions, but she did say the girl was no saint.
Oh, my God. God, Megyn, you're a piece of fucking shit. You're garbage. Go to Fox. Fuck off. God damn, dude. What the fuck?
She said Michelle Obama was perpetuating a culture of victimization. Michelle Obama was speaking about racial discrimination in a commencement speech at Tuskegee University, discussed the little indignities she and her husband have experienced.
Hey, Megyn. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you
did. Megyn Kelly said it's linked it to the growing culture of victimization. I call it Cupcake Nation, she said.
Fuck you.
Black people complaining about racism.
That's insane.
And a white, I guess she's conservative, saying anything about a culture of victimization in this country is fucking laughable because that's all they do.
Wait, Megyn Kelly's conservative.
I guess so.
No, that's a Republican talking.
Yeah.
That's not a progressive. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
She identifies.
Well, hey, Megyn, let me help you. You should identify as a fucking racist. You've done more bad than you have good. History is going to look on you unfavorably. You know, you're fomenting racism. You're emboldening shitbags to do shitbag things.
So she's out.
Good.
She's probably, she wasn't on her show today. She probably won't be tomorrow. I saw something, different article said they're going to Billy Bush her. Yeah. And that she'll just disappear for a couple of days and then they'll make the announcement about the show probably
gone. Well, I mean, listen, MSNBC and NBC, you don't fire Megyn Kelly, people should boycott, not watch your ass, honestly. And if you hire any other fucking conservative dick bags, nobody should watch your station. It's crazy.
But she, there was also a story that now, I guess all the people had to work for and with her are doing the dance of glee because I guess she was just a fucking asshole to work for.
What a shock.
And with, I saw one story said that they, after she said the blackface comments, that a herd of them went to HR and were like, look, we don't condone this. And by the way, we hate working with her because she's an asshole.
Right. Why do you hire here's what I don't get. There's a whole slew of journalists you could hire to fill your time on MSNBC. And you pick Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Why did they pick her? Why would you pick Megyn Kelly? Because they wanted
Andy Lack was trying to reach to the middle and trying to woo some maybe Fox people. But
despicable.
Who in their right mind thought that a loyal Fox viewer would tune to NBC for anything?
Well, Andy Lack wanted that. He wanted to get quote-unquote centrists or whatever. He thought he could find a conservative that would not be a loon. But she's a fucking loon. It was a calculation.
The Washington, I did that on purpose.
Yes.
Washington Post.
Yes.
There are people who say Washington.
I don't fucking know. Do you think Andy Lack gets fired for this?
I understand.
For this hire? He mean, he's costing that company a lot of money.
Oh, I thing I saw earlier is that there's people that are not happy that they're going to have to cough up $60-something million.
$60 million?
And then say goodbye to her. She's got like a 4-year contract at 25 a year.
Man, Andy, you fucked
up.
4-year
contract.
I mean, I'm over here just on the Crab Diving Network, but my God, if I was your boss, I'd fire your ass. Why don't you go get a job at Fox, you fuckface?
She works for the Today Show now.
Yes. Go work with Matt Lauer.
Even before her comments earlier this week about the palatability of wearing blackface for Halloween.
What the fucking fuck?
She found her, you know, she said, did you hear what she said? One part of it, she said, I mean, you know, what if somebody wanted to go, somebody really loved Diana Ross and they wanted to go dressed as Diana Ross. I don't see anything wrong. She's basically like, I don't see anything wrong with, you know, you want to look like that person. You want to be that person. So she was kind of like, I don't see anything wrong with little brown face if you're doing Diana Ross.
You're an idiot.
So clueless.
You want to be like Diana Ross and dress like Diana Ross. Maybe don't make it about her fucking race. Maybe don't slap black paint on your face. And maybe think about how that might make someone feel. I don't know.
She also, well, this is not what I read. She dropped her agent at CAA after this. I think she's pissed off that they sent her to NBC in the first place.
Yeah.
I think she even realized.
Right.
And this says that she worked with UTA, a United Talent Agency, before she dropped that firm as well. But the story I read said that UTA was like, we're good.
Wow.
Like, they didn't want her after this blackface thing.
Shit.
So I don't know if I'm contradicting the WAPO here or not, but I read a different story.
What I would imagine happened with her is that she was at Fox, and maybe she's reading the writing on the wall. Maybe she thinks, you know, Fox News and shit like that isn't going to last forever. Eventually, their viewer base, these racists, they're going to fucking die. And what's she going to do? So she wanted to try to be mainstream and be acceptable, you know, around normal people. But Megan, you're a fucking racist.
The WAPO says the relationship between Kelly and the new NBC News chairman, Andy Lack, who wooed her to the network.
Oh, my God, what a vomit.
With the promise of freedom and a large paycheck, their relationship has been strained for months. The New York Times reported that they spoke earlier this month to discuss how the show was not working and to figure out a way forward.
Well, I mean, maybe Megyn Kelly was good on Fox News because her listeners were dumb fucking dickbag racists. You know, maybe there's that.
Well, and old men who, you know, liked, she's not an unattractive person.
Right. They like to look at good looking people saying racist bullshit.
In interviews, half dozen current and former NBC staffers, all of whom requested anonymity because they were not authorized to speak, outlined a compounding list of problems.
Ooh.
Colleagues had grown envious of her large salary, exasperated by her on-air gaffes, and disdainful of her low ratings.
Let me understand.
Lawrence O'Donnell's probably like, I'm winning my time slot, goddammit, and that bitch is tanking.
I mean, I don't understand. Megyn Kelly's on Fox News, says some racist, shitty things about her career. I don't know.
She got in trouble at Fox.
Yes.
After she started speaking out against Roger Ailes and the butt grabby atmosphere.
Yes. And
so people started hating her there because of that, because, you know, it's Fox. And I don't know, I guess they thought they would woo her over at NBC and that she wouldn't be such a right wing dickbag, that maybe she would be normal.
Yeah.
Fail.
She got rewarded for that bad behavior with a big fat contract. That's crazy. That's a fucked up thing.
One of the NBC people said, everyone's feeling is, even if you have to pay her,
Yeah.
Get rid of her. Just get rid of her.
Yes. Get rid of her. Or guess what? People will stop watching your fucking program. People will stop watching your network. That's what'll happen. I don't want to watch a network that pays some racist asshole a shit ton of money. I don't want that.
They say, I think she became in NBC's eyes. This is from a professor of Columbia Journalism School.
Yes.
I think she became in NBC's eyes a voice of moderation, in quotes, because of the question she posed to Trump in the 2015 debate about the debasing rhetoric he's used talking about women.
Oh, God.
That was a good question, but it didn't and does not absolve her of her insensitive, bordering on idiotic things she says about racial issues.
Moderation. They felt like they could reach out to the middle of this country with Megyn Kelly because they considered her not totally racist, just a little racist.
And then to make it even worse, to make room for her, NBC bumped Tamron Hall and Al Roker out of their 9 a.m. slot to black people.
Oh, my God.
And she's tanked. That hour of today has plummeted.
So, hey, who else are you going to get from Fox News to replace her, Andy? Who are you going to get? You going to get Lou Dobbs?
Yeah.
I mean, what, are they going to fill it with some other racist dickbag?
Then came Kelly's comments earlier this week about the costume police who were cracking down at the University of Kent in the UK, prohibiting Halloween costumes, depicting Nazis, Harvey Weinsteins, and the deceased and allegedly prolific British sex offender, Jimmy Savile, among others.
So that college was saying you can't dress up like those guys.
Yes.
And that bothered Megyn Kelly.
Costume police, she referred to it as. That's what started the whole what's wrong with blackface.
But it's a college, right? It's a college, so they can make their own rules.
Yes.
Okay. So, Megan, why do you want to fight that windmill? What do you give a fuck? You know what I mean? What does she care? Are there no other stories to write about? Some college doesn't want a bunch of racist costumes on their campus. That's their prerogative.
She quickly wrote an apology to her staff after her comment.
I love when these dickheads apologize. It's the best. Because you know she doesn't fucking mean it. You know it's empty and hollow.
One staffer from the show says, we try to produce a segment and then she goes off the rails. Her executive producer, Jackie Levin, was heard sobbing in NBC's offices Tuesday night. You could hear her through the floor, one of them said.
Oh, shit.
I just don't
get it. Like, why hire that person? Did they not consider that Megyn Kelly would fuck up the chi of their work environment or the studios over there?
Had a vision that it wasn't going to be the anti-Fox channel. It was going to be they wanted to be more like CNN, middle of the road.
We're going to give these Nazis the benefit of the doubt. That's nice.
And then even on their own, this is even before we found out that she's bailing or she's being shown the door, I guess, that, her own, I saw a story about this, that her own network, a couple of their news shows had segments about her and the blackface comment. and on Nightly News, they had a correspondent, Morgan Radford.
Radford.
A young black NBC correspondent assigned to report on Kelly's comments highlighted the racist history of blackface, as well as her earlier racially charged assertions on Fox News that both Santa and Jesus were white.
So why?
So they're doing news segments about one of their own people.
Here's what I don't understand. Why does somebody like this Andy Lack, an exec, go put himself out there for a Megyn Kelly? He obviously had to sell this person to the brass at NBC. Why? Why did he do it?
He thought it would, she would bring people with her, and that it would bring middle of the roaders.
I don't understand that. Yeah,
I guess.
Middle of the roaders. Boy, what a joke. If you're middle of the roader, go fuck off. Get woke. You're ridiculous.
Andy Lack said, I condemn the remarks. There's no place on our air or in this workplace for them.
Well, there used to be. You obviously thought so because you knew who she was when you hired her. That's a weird thing to say, Andy.
Maybe he thought, like people thought Trump could be presidential.
Ah!
He thought Megyn Kelly could be.
Oh, God, that's fucking hilarious.
Non-racist.
No, Andy, you made the calculation that you wouldn't say anything so fucking nuts, and that you'd get some moderates that you get some white moderates that don't really have a problem with racist people as long as they keep it under control. That's what you thought. That's the fucked up calculation you made. It's gross.
The original panel that she was on her show had Melissa Rivers, Joan Rivers' daughter.
Okay.
Jenna Hager Bush.
Is that a Bush?
GW's daughter.
Okay.
One of the twins, I think. And Jacob Soboroff, a correspondent on MSNBC. Soboroff said he was beside himself that Kelly put the panel in that position.
Yeah.
She
was on that panel when she said the blackface comment.
She was running the panel.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, if you wanted to be Diana Ross, it was okay. And they're just like, oh, well, you know. But he even said in the tape, you could see him say,
yes.
He goes, I don't know. And she's like, what? And he goes, I don't know. I still think that's pretty racist.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's blackface. See? This highlights the problem with race in this country. A lot of people who maybe consider themselves middle of the road thinks you can reach out to Nazis. They think blackface isn't racist. They think all lives matter or blue lives matter. They don't understand the take a knee thing.
Right.
I don't get
it. Kaepernick, by the way, I saw Nike sold out of its... like a shirt it put out.
With Cap on it?
With Kaepernick across the back.
That's great.
This professor, this journalism professor,
yes,
that I quoted earlier, said if she's going to apologize, she should have delivered a mea culpa about her long, pointless tirades about the new Black Panther Party, a small fringe group that briefly intimidated a few Philadelphia voters in the 2008 election. As a Fox personality, she spent episode after episode dwelling on this theme, trying to draw connections between the group and Eric Holder, Obama, and the Department of Justice. That's what she should be apologizing for, he says.
And you know what? I mean, yeah, you blame Megyn Kelly for being racist, but you're not allowed to be surprised. The person that really has explaining to do is this Andy Lack. He's the one that brought Megyn Kelly to MSNBC.
I think when somebody's writing a check for $60 million as she's heading out the door, they're going to be...
I would fire him.
They may be having a chat with Andy.
I would fire the motherfucker. I'd be like, pack up all the bullshit in your office. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, if whoever is Andy Lax, I don't know who the head of all NBC is. It would be his boss. But... I mean, if they're smart, they can see that Rachel is winning weeks now. Lawrence O'Donnell wins his slot.
Yeah.
Hayes wins his slot sometimes. And Rachel's up against Hannity.
Most people.
So their ratings are up across the board. Figure shit out, dummy. I mean, that tells you that people want the liberal progressive voice, not the middle. Let's have a Trumper on. See, that's where MSNBC is still pretty good. You were screaming earlier about Matt Schlapp, who's horrible.
Oh, God, what a piece of shit.
He's about the worst one they have on there, but it pales in comparison to CNN. Look how many of the CNN ones they've had to fire for various shit. They had that Jeffrey Lord, who got fired for giving a Hitler salute and saying Sieg Heil or something like that.
On air?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
About something. That Jason Miller, that hamster-faced fuck with the chinless hamster-faced guy.
No, I love that description.
Who the allegation is that he slipped an abortion pill.
Oh, yeah,
into the porn star or the stripper that he impregnated.
What a great
coffee
guy.
Or some shit like that.
What a great
and she
guy.
Almost died.
Oh, okay.
She had to go to the hospital.
He poisoned somebody
or something like that because she was bleeding. And there's been two or three more of these horrible Trumpers that they've had on CNN that they've had to get rid of because they're the lowest of the low. But that CNN putting on the purest Trump lovers to try to be balanced. Wink, 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 balanced.
It makes me crazy. That makes me crazy because I understand Fox News they're full of fascists. They're bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
State-run media. They don't give a fuck.
Rupert Murdoch.
They're sexist. They're racist.
7 million times. History will not be kind to him. He's going to be the Joseph Goebbels of
absolutely
of the 20th and 21st century.
But the blame,
late 20th.
A lot of the blame for Trump to me is on people trying, breaking their dick to try to seem fair when dealing with a Nazi.
Right.
Joe Scarborough, you know you have responsibility in this shit. You fucking sucked Trump's dick at the beginning of that campaign, and it went on and on and on. Do you know why? You got good ratings.
Well,
so
he had,
fuck yourself.
He had that shit yesterday where he was doing the both sides
thing. Oh, fuck. I don't want to hear that on MSNBC.
About the bombs and everything. Ryan's going to tell you about our Amazon link while I go turn the heat off. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I was going to say it's hot as shit in here, man. But the fucking Joe Scarborough, and I don't want to hear MSNBC tell. There's not two sides to the right-wing nut jobs dropping off pipe bombs to progressives. There's not two sides. Fuck that shit. That's insane. Oh, by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a fucking piece of. But I'm making a point. This is the problem with this country. This is the problem with fucking Trump. Trump?
Are you yelling at me?
No, I'm not. I'm doing the show. This is the problem with Trump, is that he rolled in and people like watching him on TV. And CNN sucked his dick, and Joe Scarborough sucked his dick because of the fucking ratings. And Trump said, if you're hard on me in these interviews, I'm not going to do your interviews, and you're not going to get the fucking ratings. And guess what? Now this fucking Nazi's our president because people like Scarborough and networks like NBC made this guy digestible to the country. They made him palatable or something. They made him seem like a joke, like he was a funny guy. And now look what's going on. You know?
Yeah.
Am I nuts? You know?
Well, that's the problem, is that the media treated him like a normal candidate when there was nothing normal involved.
And there's not two sides. When people are dropping pipe bombs off, you know, the people doing the pipe bombs are bad. There's not a valid side to their argument. They are terrorists.
Over at the Drudge Report, the drudgies are dredging up. Picture. Well, I guess this is not a bad headline. Picture of Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
Walking. It looks like she's in a parade or something. And
it's
not like a really ugly picture of her.
Yeah.
And it says no fear exclamation point leads to the Hill.
Right.
Maxine Waters responds to mailed bombs. I ain't scared, she says.
Hell yeah.
Democratic Representative Maxine Waters, California, said in a new interview that she ain't scared after being targeted by two packages containing pipe bombs.
You got to hand it to Maxine.
Two.
Yes. Got to hand it to Maxine. She hasn't been on mamby-pamby with Trump like Chuck and Nancy. She's stuck to her guns throughout this whole fucking thing.
We have to keep to doing what we're doing in order to make the country right. That's what I intend to do. And as the young people say, I ain't scared, she said.
Good for her.
She also called on Trump to take responsibility for the kind of violence we're seeing for the first time in different ways.
Has he done that? Has he taken responsibility?
He never for anything, unless it's a win. Right. I think the president of the United States should take responsibility for the kind of violence we're seeing. I think the president of the United States has been dog whistling to his constituency, making them believe that their problems are caused by those people over there. And I think they're acting in a way that they think the president wants them to do and the way he wants them to act.
Right.
She added, Trump in his own way really does promote a lot of violence in his own way. MSNBC has like a supercut of Trump's incitements to violence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At various rallies and speeches.
And he called Maxine Waters low IQ.
A very low IQ individual.
You know what that is? That's racism.
Oh,
that's
sure.
him saying black people are stupid. That's what he's saying.
Although he did say Robert De Niro was also a very low IQ individual.
Oh, did he say that? Yeah. Okay.
Who got a bomb today?
Right.
By the way.
Robert De Niro, man.
I guess that's the those are the headlines.
Wow.
Over there. Maxine ain't scared, and an oddly non-attacking article about Maxine Waters over at the Drudge. What's going on at Drudge?
Don't be fooled. They'll be back to it. Fuck them.
More packages today, everybody.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Is it a false flag?
There's a picture on Drudge, and I think they are saying this is not good.
Right.
But there's a woman holding, she's at a hate rally.
Yes.
Apparently. Somewhere. Is this here? Because I see people with DeSantis signs. I think this must be in Florida.
Oh, God.
She's
damn
at some
guys.
Event. And she's got a big sign that says fake news, fake bombs.
Oh, okay. I've seen people say that. On Facebook and shit like that. I've seen my dickhead, probably the Las Vegas comedy, comedians from Las Vegas are always racist for some fucking reason.
But less than an hour ago, we've got a story from the Associated Press that says the investigators are treating the packages as live devices and not a hoax. Because when they had an expert on MSNBC today, and they showed the x-rays of him, and he's like, no, you could see, why would they put shrapnel on the inside?
Oh, I heard that.
If it was a hoax. He said, we've gotten ones like this before that were fake.
Yes.
And they taped with clear tape bolts and nuts and nails to the outside to make it look scarier more scary. And he said, you could see that, you know, why would they have this wire going in here and this? And then he named some technical switches and things like that that they got to look for on the inside. But he's like, just because they didn't go off doesn't mean they weren't meant to.
Yeah.
They had official said the devices they're leaning towards that they were intended to detonate. The devices were not rigged like a booby trap package bomb that would explode upon opening. They had timers and batteries, but never went off.
And they aren't fake. They're real bombs.
The stuff on the inside is pyrotechnic powder, they have said, of some sort. They're treating them as live devices. We're not treating them as hoaxes.
Why do people use pipes?
Because it contains. You need something to contain the pressure as it builds from the explosion.
So
the oxidation of your bomb shit. The pressure builds up, and you want to contain it longer and longer, and so that it'll be a bigger boom.
It does it come out both
so
ends?
So the PVC pipe ain't the best to use.
Right.
But, you know, like a good old big lead pipe, I would think.
And what happens? Does the explosion come out both ends of the pipe, or does
that's why you've usually seen them with their pipes, like lead pipes.
Yeah.
And with the screw caps on the end, so that the ends aren't going anywhere. You want the thing to blow from the middle.
Oh, okay. And you can blow up an actual, like, lead pipe?
I think.
Good God.
Metal pipe, sure.
Why are people fucking... How How do people know this shit, enough boom, man? Stuff what in the there? Fuck?
I mean, look at a grenade. That's a big hunk of metal.
Right.
It's the same it's the exact same concept, just it's just a little pineapple thing instead of a pipe.
Right. Don't people have hobbies? Is there something you can do rather than send out pipe bombs, dickhead?
Well, I saw they said that they think they got it off the internet, that it's the design of the pipe bomb is one that's all over the internet.
Oh, great. Thanks, Al Gore.
The today we found three more devices thus far.
Oh, shit.
One to Robert De Niro.
Damn.
And two to Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
So Maxine and Joe got two each.
That sucks.
They were similar devices sent to Obama, Clinton, CNN, and others. With the Debbie Wasserman Schultz spelled incorrectly.
Right.
On the return address.
So CNN, are you guys trying to show both sides of this story and someone sent you a bomb? Are you mentally ill? You got sent a bomb, dickheads.
Unspecified device attached with wires and taped to the pipe. Looks like a clock of some sort or a countdown. Yes. All the bombs were packed with powder and broken glass.
Oh, God.
The PVC was wrapped in electrical tape. Trump tweeted.
Oh, God.
A very pig, big pig. A very big part of the anger. Did you see, speaking of Freudian slips, did you see Fox News?
No.
Put out a Chiron as they were talking about the bombs yesterday or the day before. And they said another envelope was sent with white power. White power.
Oh, shit, guys.
Samantha Bee was all over that. She gave him shit for that one. It's good. Like, oh, I'm sure that's an oopsie.
White power.
Oh, powder. Yeah. Excuse me. Trump said a very big part of the anger we see today in our society is caused by the purposely false and inaccurate reporting of the mainstream media that I refer to as fake news.
What do you want, Trump? Is it not good enough that people are sending pipe bombs to CNN? Is that not good enough for you?
Former CIA Director John Brennan, who got a boom package himself.
Oh, shit.
Tweeted back, stop blaming others. Look in the mirror. Your inflammatory rhetoric, insults, lies, and encouragement of physical violence are disgraceful. Clean up your act.
Yes.
Try to act presidential, he says.
Hey, John, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't think he's going to try. But if he tried, I don't know that he could. I don't know. This guy does not have this in him. He's a Nazi.
The devices were packed in envelopes with bubble wrap interiors bearing six American flag stamps, forever stamps.
Okay.
And the return address of Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former chairwoman of the DNC.
Obviously a false flag. She sent them, right?
The bombs each had a small battery, were about 6 inches long, packed with powder, broken glass.
Shit.
A person working at De Niro's Manhattan office called police after seeing images of the bomb sent to CNN and recalled seeing a similar package addressed to the actor.
Fuck. To Bobby D, man. Who the fuck would want to pipe bomb Robert De Niro?
Bobby D's office is located at the Tribeca Film Center in Lower Manhattan.
Yes.
Also includes an upscale restaurant.
Ooh.
With a private screening room.
Does Robert De Niro hang out in an office all day, like typing up shit and working?
I would think no.
I mean, I don't know.
Mayor de Blasio of New York said the packages are clearly an effort to terrorize people politically.
Yes.
To choose people for political purposes and attack them because of their beliefs.
And why would people do that? It's not like we have a president that goes to Nuremberg rallies yelling, lock her up.
No, no.
I mean, how far away is lock her up from blow her up? Didn't somebody say that on MSNBC?
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
I mean, it's not too.
Right. Lock her up for nothing.
Lock her up for not
I mean,
one
they don't
fucking
have,
thing.
Yeah.
How are you a president calling for someone to be locked up and then you say why? And all you can say is like, well, we need Jeff Sessions to make something up.
This is Associated Press. Like earlier targets, both Biden and De Niro have been sharply critical of Trump. The actor dropped an expletive insult at Trump at this year's Tony Awards. He said, fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Fuck Donald Trump.
I say that every day. Fuck him.
The first bomb discovered was Monday at George Soros's place.
Right.
Then they found similar packages addressed to Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama.
I mean, can't we just say that, like, I don't know, all these right-wing nut job fucking radio hosts, they spend all their time bitching about George Soros with no evidence. It's baseless.
Oh, well, yeah, they got to have a boogeyman.
So are we surprised he's getting sent a bomb?
So that's what's going on there. More news when we know it, I guess. Yeah. You know, they did have that parody ISIS flag in a couple of them.
Yes. Oh, God. What was that? That was
with the naked women silhouettes like you see on mud flaps on trucks. And then it said in what looked to be faux Arabic script,
yeah,
get her done.
What in the shit, man? Get her done.
Get her done.
I mean, has Larry the Cable Guy denounced this shit? That's his saying. That's his catchphrase.
Oh, here's the headline. Woman holds fake news, fake bomb sign outside Florida debate. So this is the debate here. DeSantis versus
Gillum.
Gillum. That must have been last night. Let me see if I've got that.
Oh, that clip.
Let's play that. I've got to find it now. But Andrew Gillum had the line of the debates, I think, over there at least.
Hey, Florida, what are you going to do all of a sudden if you get a governor that's not a piece of shit? It's going to be weird, right? It's going to be weird having a governor that sounds like the Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Is Rick Scott going to win that election?
No. And I don't think so. And then we're still going to have Marco Rubio, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is rare for me to say, but let's look on the bright side. Florida could be rid of Rick fucking Scott, baby.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. I mean, damn, we should celebrate that. That is good fucking news. That dickhead's going to be gone, baby.
I'll bet Trump offers him a cabinet position.
Oh, why did you say that? Oh, I got one. Here's one. Why not SCOTUS?
EPA.
No. Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, sure.
Why not? I've
decided that's for Ivanka.
No. That's not going to happen. There's no fucking way.
Here's, she's very smart.
Eric Trump
and look
is
going to
be
legs
on the Supreme Court.
Look at those legs. Here is from the debate last night near the end. This is Andrew Gillum. For the win.
Yay.
Mr. Gillum, I'll give you a chance to respond now.
Well, let me first say, my grandmother used to say a hit dog will holler. And it hollered through this room. Mr. DeSantis has spoken. First of all, he's got neo-Nazis helping him out in this state. He has spoken at racist conferences. He's accepted a contribution and would not return it from someone who referred to the former president of the United States as a Muslim, N-I-G-G-E-R. When asked to return that money, he said no. He's using that money to now fund negative ads. Now, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm simply saying the racists believe he's a racist.
Boom! I'm not saying he's a racist. I'm simply saying the racists believe he is a racist.
Listen, Andrew, Mayor Gillum, Governor Gillum, I'll say it. DeSantis is a fucking racist. He is. What did he say?
We don't want to monkey up the state.
Wait, I mean, why? How is he not a racist? How is he not a racist? That was the first thing he said. We don't want to monkey it up.
Well, and they try, you know, the racists tried to say that, well, that's his figure of speech. Find one, find in any literature, find the phrase monkeying something up.
They're using, the racist is using monkey as a verb. Am I right? Am I right to understand that?
Yes. Well, monkeying around.
Okay.
If he said, let's not monkey around, also racist. It would have been, because we know who's talking.
We understand.
We see you. But he could have then used the, it's a phrase everybody uses, monkeying around. We don't want to monkey around.
Yes.
But if he says, we don't want to monkey up the state, we don't want to monkey it up, nobody says that.
You know, I think it might have been Howard Cosell. I could have it wrong.
This is Howard Cosell.
But this, he's way too old for that. But you remember Ozzie Smith? He was
the baseball player, used to do backflips.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Fame shortstop on the Cardinals. Like, yeah, one of the most amazing fielders ever. It was.
I had to spit for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm sorry to bring up this fuck Satan's team, but
we're Cubs fans. So
Fuck the Cardinals. We love hard. The Cardinals. Anyway. Them. But Ozzie Smith was fucking amazing. And a broadcaster said he moves around like a monkey.
Oh, I remember that.
Was that Howard Cosell? And he got a lot of shit for that.
May have been.
Somebody look that up and tell us. I don't know. I can't.
Somebody said, look at that monkey go.
Yeah.
In a football game one time. Right. I remember. God,
that sounds fucked up. You can't, if you call
and it. I remember that Jimmy the Greek said that that blacks are good athletes because they used the slave days. They used to breed their big blacks with the big black woman to produce the biggest, blackest slaves they could.
You know, it's amazing. You know,
it's not funny, but these racists.
Well, the stupidity is just so ridiculous.
I apologize for life.
Yes. And it's amazing that in the sports world, in the broadcasting community, that we don't hear more racist shit because it's basically dumb fucking jocks are given a mic, and they're expected to talk off the cuff.
You know, baseball
like
players,
baseball yeah. goes on forever.
Yeah, they should never allow baseball players anywhere near.
Oh God, dude,
a microphone.
Well, you know what they do? These baseball players get around to the fifth inning. They're like, hey, look, there's Rick Sutcliffe running around back there. Let's bring him in the booth. Oh. He's been hanging out in the VIP section.
All that time he was
drinking.
I remember that
open bar. He's been drinking since the first inning,
yeah,
slamming drinks, and now you're going to put him on the fucking mic like he's going to be civilized. Please.
Right. Or Joe Namath.
Oh, God.
I just want to kiss you.
That was fucked up. That was fucked up. And that
don't care that the team is struggling.
Think about it. You're a female journalist in the world of football broadcasting. You make it all the way to a point where you're on national television with a microphone in your hand in front of a full stadium.
Right.
And some dickhead makes it about you being hot.
Right.
That's fucked up, Joe. And she had to be nice about it. And she laughed it off.
Yeah,
do you
okay, Joe.
In front of a full stadium on national television.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man. That's so fucked up.
He was a fucking mess.
Rick Sutcliffe, God, he said something fucked up. He was drunk. Anyway, whatever.
So they are saying that there are tons of clues with these bombs, though, and they think that it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Because they can't imagine that there's no fingerprints anywhere. There's no hair anywhere. There's no. They already think that the... I don't see that here, but we saw on telly earlier that they think that at least some of the packages were mailed from Florida.
Oh, of course.
Yay, Florida.
Fucking of course.
My new home state.
God.
Keep being you, Florida. Well, no, stop being you, Florida.
You're going to end up underwater anyway.
Put Andrew Gillum in. Get rid of Rubio. God, I mean.
What a piece of garbage. Isn't he supposed to be named, what's the gun, the AR-15? He's Senator AR-15. That's what the Parkland kids named him.
Oh, yeah.
Little phone party AR-15.
Remember how the conservatives were upsetty pants about how those children spoke to a senator?
My God.
They were very non-respectful.
Hey, listen, Mark.
All they said to him was, you're the second highest senator receiving money from the NRA. Are you really objective about this?
Yeah.
You know.
And he lost his mind. Yeah.
And the conservatives lost their mind.
Right.
How dare these children question a senator? Fuck you. I would. All of those kids are smarter than most Trump supporters that are left.
And they survived a school shooting. They survived a mass shooting. I can't even begin to imagine what that was like.
They get to have an opinion on that, I think.
Of course. Can you imagine what that's like? I can't.
No.
Can you imagine the PTSD you suffer from that? The nightmares? Seeing people killed? Those kids will never be the same after that. If Marco Rubio, dude, if you had any scruples, you would have a come to, and I'm doing massive air quotes here, Jesus moment, and you would say, you know what? Fuck the NRA. I'm going to support these kids. You know, I'm getting behind whatever they fucking stand for, and I'm letting them be in the driver's seat. But he's not going to do that because he's a fucking asshole.
Doctors, there's some new kind of a virus or something going on.
Fuck this. Great.
Kids are it's happening to some kids.
Oh no.
A Georgia mother said her toddler went to bed sick, woke up paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh, shit.
The latest in a series of mysterious illnesses that are baffling doctors. Two young patients were recently treated at Scottish Rite Hospital in Atlanta, okay. I guess, after they fell ill and woke up partially paralyzed.
Oh, fuck.
Doctors are still working to figure out what causes the acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM.
Right.
Damn. A rare condition similar to polio. Myelitis, if memory serves, is a inflammation of the sheath around the nerves.
Okay.
And then it fucks the nerves.
Wow. Well, maybe we should take some of these doctors we have trying to develop new hard-on pills and ways for bald dudes to regrow hair and concentrate on whatever the fuck you just said.
Oh, I lied. It's inflammation of the spinal cord itself. I'm thinking of... another
for me, that explanation is good enough. It's fine. It fucks with your nerves.
Well, I don't want to be wrong, though.
That's all right.
They think it's caused by a virus. They don't know which.
I'm sorry. We have a report about fog in your area. Can you please confirm? And that's my NOAA weather radar app. What do I do? Do I call up NOAA and say this? Do you see fog out there? Is there any fog?
I don't know. I don't see any.
Hi, NOAA, there's fog in the area. I'm confirming.
They're reporting 62 confirmed cases
of this shit
of AFM in 22 states, 93 possible cases.
And it's all kids.
Let's see. Doctors said the West Nile virus may be the cause in some of the cases.
Oh, that's mosquitoes, dude. That's these fucking mosquitoes, right?
The CDC is actively investigating the cases, monitoring disease activity.
Donald Trump's CDC is, right?
I was just thinking that. I'm
lovely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because there was some bullshit with a person he wanted to run the CDC, right?
I don't remember, but I'm just going to say yes, of course. Who
was.
Has he nominated or put in anything that isn't some sort of a nefarious
stick.
Or completely unqualified?
Wait,
or both?
Wait, let me be a little bitch on CNN and try to be fair and balanced. Let me be a little fair and balanced, basic bitch. Who in Trump's cabinet is doing a good job? Come on, name one. Come on, you can do it. Who's doing good?
Well, we don't know. Because
we don't know.
If Mattis really is preventing the world from blowing up because of this asshole.
Yeah.
I just
what a low bar.
I got slow on my book listening and I've just picked up again. And
I listened to the same section of that fucking Fear.
Fear by Bob Woodward. Go to crabdiving.com/audible to join Audible and download that mofo. It's an awesome book. Enraging.
Who's the guy?
But it literally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the guy who explains the economy to Donald Trump? What's his name?
Navarro. No, Cone.
Cone. Right. I've listened to that section.
It's amazing.
Like 20,000 times.
It's amazing.
And I can't get because I fall asleep.
And Trump's like, literally, I don't get it. I don't get it. And supposedly at one point, Cone said, "How do you have these beliefs?" Like basically, Trump has the old robber baron. We're going to bring back smokestacks. And manufacturing to this country. And Gary Cohn was trying to, I think rightly,
yes,
tell him that, no, we've got to move from a manufacturing society, we have moved to a service society.
Right, right.
He said, look at the Four Corners in a section of Brooklyn, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Somewhere in New York. And that Trump knew. He said, 25 years ago, it was like a clothing shop, a retail, a bank, and I don't know, pharmacy. And he said, now the fucking bank, of course, is still there. But the other three are like a Taylor's and a Starbucks, a cafe. It's all service stuff.
Right, right.
Not retail. They're not selling products. They're selling service. It might be a tailor. But his point is that it's changing. And Trump's like, no. Why don't we bring back manufacturing? And Gary Cohn said, because people, if you're given the choice of working in an office.
Yes.
Sitting behind a desk.
Right.
For the same wage as standing in front of a giant machine that might eat your fingers.
Ooh, which one do you want to do?
What are you going to pick? He said people don't want to do those jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And that with automation, we've got to pivot to a service and a tech, high tech and service. There's no reason that we can't rule the world that way.
Yeah.
But Trump doesn't get it. And he said,
but he should get it right because he's a business
and
guy.
And Cohn literally said to him, where do you get these ideas from? Like, how do you still have these ideas? This is shit from the 1920s.
I know. Call on me. Right, Fox News.
Right.
Fox News. That's how he listens to Lughead Hannity every night. He jacks off to Lou Dobbs.
And that's also their side with the demonization of service jobs.
Right.
Oh, you're a waitress? Oh.
Yeah. You know how much you make if you're a server or a bartender in some places? Yeah. It's a shit ton of money.
Nail salon. That takes
right.
You got to do shit right to cut people's nails. And how gross! They should be making $25 an hour for looking at people's nasty toenails and fingernails.
God, I can't imagine.
And dealing with assholes.
Bartenders make a lot of money, man. Just think about it. Everybody loves to drink. Most people are drunks. I know, that's my guess. And they just want to give their paycheck away to the bar because they want to drink their fucking sorrows away. You know, there's a lot of money in that.
In successful bars,
yeah.
Or if you're being paid, if you're living off of tips, you got to hope to fuck that the place you're working is popular.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's not, if the management isn't marketing, if they're not doing their jobs.
Yes.
And shit.
Right.
And bringing people in. The worst thing in this country, one of the worst things in this country is that bullshit $2 an hour, $3 an hour for servers law. It's fucking
$2.13 here, maybe, or something like that.
Bullshit.
That's
slave labor. What if nobody comes in? You're sitting there for 8 hours and you make $16.
Or you know, it generally happens in these service jobs. They're like, hey, Sunday, we're having a cleaning day. Everybody's going to get paid to come in and work in the
$2
morning.
$2 an hour.
Or a business meeting. Or we're going to have a staff meeting. We're going to pay your wage. You know, they'll order pizza.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a fucked up society right now. This income inequality and the rich people sucking all the money and life out of the world.
And not to mention these fucking Nazis.
And demonizing work. That's what's really irritating.
Yeah.
It is. I defy one of these coke cunts or one of these Mercer ass fucks to work for a week behind a fry cooker at McDonald's. Or 1 week, you fuck.
Or like
try
a,
it.
A senior manager. From like one of these accounting firms.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me these people don't deserve a living wage and it's not noble work.
Right.
Mop floors for a week till your back breaks, you fucking asshole.
Absolutely.
Elite dicks.
You're a sack.
Those people should be making, the minimum wage should be $25-$27 an hour, I think we've said, are the numbers, if it should have kept up with.
Well, Pat, a lot of those businesses won't be able to operate. What do you think about
that? Well, then they shouldn't.
What about the people starving?
That's
then?
The other
I mean,
part.
God, I
is
don't
look
get
at all
that.
These corporations that we suck their dicks and bail them out when, I don't know, if maybe your business shouldn't survive. If your business can't survive without slave labor and government handouts, your fucking business shouldn't survive. That's my view.
My friends that make minimum wage that live in Florida barely pay their rent every month.
I can't imagine. It's like nine here.
They don't have anything left over after that. They're struggling. They're always struggling. There's no reason for that.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Speaking of struggling, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy shit if you're going to buy it on the internet.
Struggle with this, baby.
That helps us out. You know, we'll get the Patreon thing going. Yeah. We appreciate those that do. We love you long time for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Yes.
That's how you help us out right now. Good news?
Okay.
Question mark?
Yeah.
The Daily Beast is reporting that on Wednesday night, I'm going to use your term because I like it, Trump's former advisor and blotch Nazi.
Oh, I saw you use that on Facebook.
I love that term. Steve Bannon.
I think I took that from you.
Oh, did you?
I think I stole that from you, but thank you.
Steve Bannon.
Blotch Nazi.
Waded into the midterm campaigns by holding an upstate New York rally last night.
Yeah.
To support local Republican candidates.
Yes.
And it says here in the Daily Beast, in a stark display of how far his influence has diminished.
Right.
Bannon boasted of his importance in the 2016 election to a small crowd of about 200 in Buffalo, and at an event in Staten Island on Monday, 38 people.
38 people.
38 people showed up.
Oh, God.
In Staten Island.
Right. But isn't he still, I mean, he's still relevant to these hate fucks, right? I mean, he has influence overseas and in Europe.
I don't know. He, I think among the Trumpansies, he has a bad smell.
Ooh.
Because he's no longer drinking off the teat of Trump. He's no longer nuzzled up to the Trumpian moob.
Is our Nazi in chief lactating? Yes or no?
Always.
Always. It's perpetual lactation.
Cures cancer.
You want some Nazi milk?
So there you go. Maybe it's a good sign that even upstate New York is not like conservativeville USA.
Yeah.
It's not liberalville. It's conservative.
Right. Oh,
so
okay.
To have that shitty of a turnout, Staten Island might be a little more.
Staten Island's pretty fucking conservative.
Liberal, but I mean, more liberal than Buffalo.
Right.
It's a good sign either way that nobody's fucking.
That's nice.
Nobody cares what Steve Bannon's doing. He just came back from.
But what was his rally
trying
for?
Trying to spread Nazism in Europe, huh?
Yes. Lovely. What was his rally for, though? I mean, was he supporting
supporting local candidates.
Oh, okay, okay.
Local New York candidates.
Jeez. Who wants to be associated with
Who
Steve
didn't show
Bannon?
Up, by the way?
Yeah.
The candidates themselves didn't show up.
Sorry, I don't know that I want Steve Bannon's endorsement unless I'm living in the middle of Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, fucking South Carolina, probably.
I'm just skimming through Trump's tweets. They're all
awesome,
insane.
Yes.
Remarks by President Trump on a year of historic progress and action to combat the opioid crisis.
Yes. Has he done anything?
I don't know how well that's going.
Oh, well, I mean, what can he do that's good? I don't know that he's doing anything good, so I can't imagine that's going well.
He tweeted about a story. We'll do the story now. We'll read the tweet first. The so-called experts on Trump.
Yes.
Over at the New York Times wrote a long and boring article on my cell phone usage that is so incorrect, I do not have time here to correct it. I only use government phones capitalized.
Oh, my God.
GNP capitalized.
Well, he's dumb.
And have only one seldom used government cell phone. Story is so, with four O's, this is our president, wrong.
He doesn't want to get a shitty government iPhone because they don't have any functionality, right?
Well, and the context is what I heard, that he's upset because they are very limited, because these smartphones are really easy to fucking hack into and to eavesdrop on. And supposedly, when they said to him, why don't you do this, he switched to the government phones. He's like, but all my contacts are in my phone.
Well, dude, you're fucking president. I don't know what to tell you.
According to the New York Times.
Yes.
Matthew Rosenberg, Maggie Haberman reporting, when Trump calls old friends, you know, like Sean.
Sure. Hey, Sean Hannity.
Dan, what's up?
Steve Bannon, some fucking Nazis he used to know back in the day, probably some Klansmen.
When Trump calls old friends on one of his iPhones to gossip, gripe, or solicit their latest take on how he's doing, American intelligence reports indicate the Chinese spies are often listening.
Oh, cool. Often.
And putting to use invaluable insights on how to best work the president and affect administration policy.
How boring was President Obama? The Chinese used to be like, God, this guy sucks. He's never on his phone. We
he
can't
complained
spy on
about
him.
The phone.
Oh, yeah. He said it sucks.
He complained about the iPhone they gave him, that he couldn't do shit with it.
But did he just disobey the Secret Service and use his own fucking phone? It. Because being president, you have to sacrifice shit, right? That's part of the deal. You can't be on Instagram every 5 fucking seconds. You're the president of the free world.
But let's remember her emails.
Oh yeah. Wait a second. Is there no irony here?
I mean, exactly God, what I'm talking
they
about.
Bitched about Hillary. She's irresponsible with security, with secrets and all this shit. And this guy's flouncing around with his normal fucking iPhone.
Trump's aides, they think that this story was leaked to the Times by staffers that are losing their minds. They're like, he won't get off of his cell phone, and the Chinese and the Russians and everybody's fucking listening.
They don't have a choice,
and right? They've said to him, Mr. Trump's aides have repeatedly warned him that his cell phone calls are not secure. They've told him that Russian spies are routinely eavesdropping on the calls.
Yes.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Hi, Vlad.
Right. Pee on me.
Aides say the voluble president, who has been pressured into using his secure White House landline more often these days, still refuses to give up his iPhone.
He's a baby.
Their only hope is that he refrains from discussing classified information.
But I bet he doesn't know the difference.
No,
I mean,
of course not.
If the guy's not reading the daily briefing, if he's not reading anything, if he's not familiar with what's going on, how the fuck would he know what's classified and what's not? Do you know what I mean?
I think it might be in this story too, but basically somebody else said it on TV.
Yes.
That he talked to people in the intelligence services and they're like, this is making us crazy, but hopefully he can't remember anything he was told that was sensitive anyway, half of the time. He never listens.
Yeah.
He doesn't read the briefs.
Right.
So hopefully
he doesn't
have access to it, and he's just gossiping about how bad Schwarzenegger's ratings were on The Apprentice.
But you know, you get all that data from whatever the fuck he's talking about, texting and stuff. And I imagine the Chinese just keep everything, and they look, and I'm sure you can discern something like remotely usable from all that data, right?
Yeah. Current and former officials have also determined that China is seeking to use what it is learning from the calls.
China.
How he thinks, what arguments sway him, to whom he's inclined to listen, to keep the trade war from escalating further. The Chinese have pieced together a list of people with whom Trump regularly speaks in hopes of using them to influence the president. Some of these assholes, these rich assholes that he's calling up and gossiping with, have business interest in China. So they might send one of their people to pass on a little message through one of his buds.
Right.
And try to influence him that way.
And they're not going to tell him he's a Chinese person. The Chinese government is just saying it. They could be blackmailing his friends, right? It could be any number of things.
You've got Steve Wynn, former Las Vegas casino magnate. Steven Schwartzman, Blackstone Group CEO.
Wasn't Steve Wynn and had some issues with being rapey?
Grabby, yeah. And Schwartzman hangs out in China. He endowed a master's program in Beijing.
Yes.
Steve Wynn owns a lucrative property in Macau. The Chinese have identified friends of both those men and others among the president's regulars who are now relying on Chinese businessmen and others with ties to Beijing to feed arguments to the friends of the Trump friends to pass it on so that Beijing's views and hopes will eventually be delivered to Trump by people he trusts, his buds.
And you know the frustrating thing?
So they're mind-fucking.
Yeah. But the solution,
a tiny little mind.
The solution to this is he gives up his phone.
Right.
So that's not a big Trump.
Well, he won't. He doesn't want to
make a sacrifice.
It's fake news. He says
your phone.
He just tweeted it's fake news.
He'll send people overseas to do military operations. They're risking their lives. The Secret Cervix. They risk their. Did I say cervix?
Secret Cervix. Wow.
Ah! Fuck it. The Secret Cervix.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Oh, shit. The Secret Cervix, baby. You familiar with that? Or
the,
no?
Oh shit! So there you go. I mean, he doesn't care. He can't be told anything. Anything.
He's a dickhead, man.
That's our president.
Watch out for the Secret Cervix, man. They
go out and vote, for God's sake.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we need to take the House.
Right.
I know. You know, these numbers are probabilities.
Yes.
And not certainties.
Is Matt Gaetz a lock?
Yeah.
Come on. Why are you being negative?
I because I live here now.
Yeah. What does he have polling numbers?
And
out
I see
there?
I mean, and I see Baptist churches.
Yeah.
With within three squirrel jumps of each other.
Oh yes.
On every three or four on a block.
Matt Gaetz.
Has raised the Democrats' chances of taking the House.
Right.
Based on the latest polls.
Oh, that's nice.
To 83.7%.
Ooh.
Getting, they only need 23 seats. They only need to flip 23 seats.
What was the numbers for Hillary, though, to win the
president? That's what I mean. It was like 92 or whatever. But still not looking good for the Senate.
Right.
5-6 chance of the Republicans holding the Senate.
So Mitch McConnell stays in charge.
Right. And they'll still be ramming judges through at, you know, as fast as they can. Hopefully the Democrats will keep slowballing them.
Yeah. Slowball them.
There won't be an election for them to go home. Fast track 15 or 20 of them.
Doesn't that piss you off? I mean, that's garbage. Resist. How's that resisting? What message? See, I know technically maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's not a big deal. But what message does that send the country? What message does that send people? It's a shitty message.
What messages have we been putting out in general? What messages has this country been putting out? We talked about those polls where around the world, countries that were our friend now hate us or don't trust us. Let's put it that way. They don't trust the United States to make the right decision in foreign policy.
Right. Why would they? Why would they? You're right. Why the fuck would they? We're lunatics right now.
Except for Israel and Russia. And Russia's going down because I don't think Trump's putting out enough for Vlad.
Jeez.
I think Trump thought it would be easier to just embrace Vlad and lift the sanctions like he promised.
God, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you remember when Trump said that thing? He say that he thought it would be easier to be president?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it
Who knew this would be so hard?
That was about health care. He didn't think it'd be so hard.
Both.
Shit.
Other good news.
Yes.
Besides that, the Democrats have a 5-6 chance of flipping the House.
Right. Ooh, God, dude. Matt Gaetz has a 94.3% chance of winning.
There you go.
Fuck!
Well, so did Hillary, if you want to feel better there.
Okay.
If things go, this is at 538.
Right.
That the 116th Congress next year
yes.
could have a record number of female legislators.
That's great.
The previous high water mark is 107 women. There's 435 members of the House. How is the record 107?
I don't know. God, that's
a quarter.
That's not good enough.
Last I checked, those walking around with vaginas
yes.
are more than half of this country.
Oh, so
slightly.
Okay.
Aren't there more women slightly than men?
I don't know.
In the country, I believe.
So there should be more women in Congress.
Well, one would think.
That's got to be the biggest problem with our government. I know, it's crazy. It's all kinds of problems, but our government doesn't reflect our country. It doesn't reflect our values. That was the point of that fucking Michael Moore movie, the first segment. He goes through all the shit Americans like. We like gun control. We want universal health care. We want college paid for. Why do we have a system set up that our governing representatives don't want the same things
they
want?
Because they're not representing us.
We got to change that.
Right.
There's more of us. Let's go get them.
Figuratively. It's likely, 538 says, it's likely a historic number of women will serve in the next Congress using yes. Data and magic and numbers and shit.
Ooh.
They think... we identified 238 women
yes.
running for the House. They go on, blah, blah, blah. There's 186 Democrats, 52 Republicans.
Right.
And they figure out if every woman currently leading in a district were to end up winning, there will be 100 in the House and 24 in the Senate.
Yes.
Which would blow past the
blow
the highest count of 107.
Wow. Not good enough, right?
Well, yeah, it's still not half, nowhere near half.
Right. What does your shirt say? Have you seen this wizard? What is that?
It's from Harry Potter.
Right. Which wizard is that, though?
What's dude's name? Gary Oldman.
Okay.
Severus Snape Snipe. was
Snape. Was that he's dead now? He's dead.
Both the actor and the character, yeah, spoiler alert, are no longer with us.
Who is that? Which one am I thinking of? He was a bad guy in Die Hard, the first one.
Right.
I can't think of his name. Who is that?
Alan Rickman?
There you go. Yeah, he's dead. That sucks. He was great.
The, Sirius.
Sirius
Black.
Right.
It's his wanted poster from the movies. The t-shirt I'm wearing, if you must know.
I was looking at
for everyone out in Radio Land, podcast land.
You're like, have you seen this? I don't know. I just was reading that shirt. I was like, I don't know. I haven't seen. I don't know who that fucking wizard is.
I think this is from your mom.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Your mom has a good t-shirt taste.
Yes.
So there you go. Good news.
Right.
Gooder news. Not good enough news.
Not good enough, baby.
But gooder.
Gooder. Well, yeah. Florida's going to have a black governor. That's
quite
awesome.
Possibly, and we really fucking hope Georgia has one also. That Kemp dude is odious, loathsome.
That's nuts, because what's going on there is clearly wrong.
Yes.
It's clearly wrong. And it seems hopeless. It seems hopeless because what is the recourse? The ACLU sues? And then what? It goes to some court with a bunch of conservative judges on it? And then what? You're fucked?
Well, there's
your
that,
vote
yeah.
doesn't count.
Did you see that this might turn around and bite him in his low-hanging, saggy, ancient ass?
Ooh.
Chuck Grassley.
Oh, what a vomit.
cartoonish dick drizzle from Iowa.
And if memory serves, that was the dickhead running the Kavanaugh hearings, right?
Yes. Whoa, you know, I just want to say that, you know, the Democrats.
God, Chuck, you're garbage. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole, but ugh.
So, we're trying to figure out why. This does not seem like the smartest move on Mr. Grassley's part.
Yes.
Because today he's, you know, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Ooh.
Which, hey, if we were to take back the Senate, unlikely, that would be Dianne Feinstein, folks.
Oh, God. That would How be cool would fucking that be? Awesome. Yeah. I like her.
So Chuck Grassley apparently is being a vindictive little thunder cunt.
Thunder cunt?
And is rehashing the Kavanaugh confirmation.
Right. Thunder cunt. Wasn't that a cartoon back in the day, the Thunder Cunts?
Oh, yeah. Thunder cunts. Grassley has asked the Justice Department to criminally investigate Kavanaugh accuser Julie Swetnick and her attorney Michael Avenatti.
Come on.
For subject of criminal investigation.
Why?
That they lied. She's the one that said that she went to parties and she saw them spiking the punch.
Oh, yes, yes.
Kavanaugh and his little diddle buddy, whatever that dick's name was.
Hello, diddle buddy.
And
my little diddle buddy.
Or his rape buddy.
Was that Squee?
Not Squee. But the and that she heard of women that were gang raped, like, yeah, one, yeah, by one. They were drunked,
wasted.
They were roofied, basically, and then boys would line up outside the doors to have their ways with them.
Oh my God.
I think this is the one that said that it happened to her also, but not but when it happened to her, it wasn't Kavanaugh and Squee or whatever Dick Drizzle friend. But the Grassley, it says the probe will focus on what Grassley calls a potential conspiracy to provide material false statements to Congress and obstruct a congressional committee investigation.
See, the next time Trump nominates a SCOTUS, this is a problem. Who's going to want to come forward if they think the Department of Justice is going to come after them if they testify against the nominee?
This is not
going
to go well.
Yeah.
Because if they're investigated for criminal investigations, that means that Kavanaugh is going to have to come in and speak with FBI and the Justice Department under oath.
And we get to hear that,
and
right?
With Squee, and they have to bring in other witnesses.
Squee?
They have to bring in other witnesses.
Yeah. This could fuck them. God, that's disgusting, though, that Chuck Grassley would do that. I mean, the idea that why would she lie? What's the personal gain? What does she get out of this? Notoriety? Is that his fucking angle?
So Michael Avenatti is all over this shit.
Oh, good.
Let's see what he says.
Chuck Grassley's barely alive. He thinks he's going to tangle with Avenatti and win. Is he crazy?
This morning, Avenatti tweeted the story about Trump phoning friends.
Yes.
The headline from the Times says, when Trump phones friends, the Chinese and the Russians listen.
Perfect.
Michael Avenatti said, lock him up.
Right. Shit, yeah, dude.
Then he tweeted, to those cowards who seek to engage in these heinous acts in defense of an indefensible president and his conduct, I say this. We will not rest. We will not change. We will not be intimidated. The Republic was not built by those without courage, nor can it be saved in fear.
Right. Damn.
Then the news of his criminal referral by Chuck Grassley to the Justice Department.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't mean something's going to happen, but that, right. You know.
He's recommending, right?
He's asking the Justice Department to go after them. Avenatti said, it is ironic that Senator Grassley now is interested in investigations.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He didn't care when it came to putting a man on the SCOTUS for life. We welcome the investigation, as now we can finally get to the bottom of Judge Kavanaugh's lies and conduct. Let the truth be known.
And he makes a good point. Why aren't we investigating Kavanaugh's lies? We know he lied during his testimony, right? During the hearing. We know Kavanaugh lied. It's that Leahy shit, right?
Right. Well, if we ever got those documents, we would have proof.
But we're getting those documents, right? That'll eventually come out. Maybe
2 weeks, vote. And the Democrats in the House can then subpoena those documents.
Oh, okay.
Next tweet, maybe if Grassley was actually a lawyer that knew something about the law, he would realize what he has done. He just opened up a Pandora's box as it relates to Justice Kavanaugh's conduct. It is Christmas in October.
Oh, shit.
Says Michael Avenatti.
Bam.
Then he tweeted to Grassley, at Chuck Grassley.
Oh, fuck.
Let's start the investigation tonight. I will make my client available for a sworn interview. You can make Judge Kavanaugh available for a sworn interview.
No, fuck.
We also have 9 other witnesses we want interviewed and specific documents we want requested. Let's go.
Wow.
Cricket.
Yeah, nothing, cricket, right? Cricket.
So, this may bite Grassley in his like I said, his...
Yeah, I don't know.
Saggy, thousand-year-old Skeksis ass.
I don't know, Chuck. I don't know about this move, dickhead.
May not be the best.
No.
May not be the best move.
But, you know, listen, Chuck, you did win. You did get your guy on the court. You guys all won.
Which was going to happen because of the numbers.
Yeah.
It was a Hail Mary on the part of the Democrats.
Right.
It wasn't even a Hail Mary. It leaked out, right?
Right.
Dianne Feinstein might have sat on that shit.
The letter?
How pissed would we have been later to find out?
Unreal.
That she might have sat on something unreal. Like that.
I mean, you know, it was a Hail Mary, but that doesn't mean our side shouldn't be discouraged from doing Hail Marys again. I mean,
right. It just happened.
What else are you going to do?
We talked about it just happened in that other case. I don't remember the details, but we talked about something the Democrats fought on that they never would have fought on.
And it worked,
and
right?
And then all of a sudden they turned up a document that turned the whole thing around.
I can't remember any good news. I just remember the bad shit. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I don't know if this guy's worth talking about. Oh, well, it's on InfoWars.
Who is this?
Right-wing pastor, radical conspiracy theorist, Rodney Howard Brown. I don't know that
we've never heard of this dick yet.
He's been in the group of frauds who laid hands upon Trump and prayed over him.
Oh, my God.
In the Oval Office. He's one of those.
Are the funniest during that campaign or in the Oval Office? That's funny as shit, those pictures.
They're both.
No.
With Robert Jeffers, you know, he hangs out with those frauds and whatever that woman's name is.
Scooby-Dee-Dee-Dee, hobby-lobby-lob.
Whose face hasn't moved in 15 years.
That's the funniest shit. I mean, I don't know how strong or powerful Jesus is, but I don't know if they got enough, like, God juice to combat Schittler. I mean, Schittler's pretty evil.
So here he is on, he's guest hosting on the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars.
Guest hosting. I'm filling in for the loon.
Alex must be out yelling at a pile of shit somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I don't have here. Oh, he's interviewing right-wing activist and commentator Chris Ann Hall. I don't know who the fuck she is.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, my God. Listen to what this asshole says.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
About Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
We have generations of lawyers and judges who have all been taught this supremacist kind of ideology that nobody can even question a judge.
Supremacist.
Supremacist.
I don't think it's supremacist.
Right. I don't understand what she's getting at. What is she saying that
We have generations of lawyers and judges who have all been taught this supremacist kind of ideology that nobody can even question a judge.
Oh, well, that's what she's talking about, that our society is, I don't know, she thinks they've deified judges or whatever.
Right, okay.
And that's the thing that we need to break. That's the thing that is breaking the discipleship.
Which is actually shocking, because if you hear Bader Ginsburg talk.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Who is
this? He's a Brit. I do remember him.
It's
quite disturbing, because if you hear Bader Ginsburg talk.
Is this Ben Kingsley?
And that's the thing that we need to break. That's the thing that is breaking the discipleship.
Which is actually shocking, because if you hear Bader Ginsburg talk, she talks about the Constitution of America being totally flawed.
You know,
and that if they were there to rewrite the Constitution, they would not use the U.S. Constitution.
Frodo Baggins.
Who's that? He said she...
Is that Ian McKellen?
If you hear her talk, she talks about the Constitution of America being totally flawed.
Right. Okay. I can agree with that. There's some flawed shit in there.
As the model.
Yeah, well, she actually said that too. She was invited to Egypt back during the Arab Spring when they were going to rewrite their constitution. She sat before an Egyptian journalist who asked her point blank, as the Egyptians are writing their new constitution, should they use the U.S. Constitution as a model? This Supreme Court justice, who took an oath that she would support the Constitution of the United States, without hesitation, without mental reservation, flat out said no.
That doesn't mean that she, that means she'll abide by it. That doesn't mean she has to like it or doesn't think it needs work. That means that she will swear to uphold what's in that.
Yeah, and also maybe she doesn't think it's right for Egypt for some fucking reason.
And it is flawed.
Yeah, it is flawed.
It could use some work, but we don't want to do that shit because the Republicans are in charge. Because if they get a hold of the Constitution in a constitutional convention, we are all fucked.
I want to get rid of that 2A, man.
Without mental reservation, flat out said no. That we need to look at the human, that the UN human rights agenda.
Now, is it at that juncture, shouldn't she be removed from office?
That is what.
That was high treason.
Yeah.
High treason for her to say, no, I don't think you should use our constitution as a model.
What about Donald Trump? What about Donald Trump colluding with the Russians to steal the election? Is that not treasonous? What about Mikey Flynn?
How is this high treason?
She said
shouldn't
something.
She be removed from office?
That is what.
That was high treason.
Yeah. No, it's actually clearly what we would classify constitutionally as bad behavior. She should have been impeached immediately.
Okay. I'd have them shot.
I'd have them shot. He believes Ruth Bader Ginsburg should be shot for saying, I don't think you guys in Egypt should use our constitution as your model.
So, hey, dickhead, you're saying that all these pipe bombs, the rhetoric from our president, lock her up, Maxine Waters is low IQ, these immigrants, they're rapists, they're gang members, they're MS-13. The violence is on the other side, and they are not a valid side. Because it's shit like this.
I think they should be shot.
He thinks Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's insane.
I'd have him shot, he says. To me, that's a total violation, because how do you pledge to defend the Constitution when you're totally throwing it under the bus?
You're saying Egypt shouldn't use our Constitution as a model for their Constitution. That's all she's saying, right?
Yes.
So what?
Right.
Maybe it's not a good match for them. Maybe a document composed by a bunch of fucking slave owners back in the day.
I was just going to say, written to mollify a slave-based society.
And it was our constitution. Egypt is a different country.
And it was
240
years ago.
Dude, hey, Gandalf, shitty Gandalf, or whoever the fuck you are, blow it out your ass, you violent fuck.
So there you go. Rodney Howard Brown. Pastor, by the way, thinks they should be
British
shot.
British guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What would Jesus do, fuckface? Oh, he'd shoot him. That's bananas.
In the past, he said Hollywood is rife with human sacrifice and cannibalism.
George Clooney eats people. Did you not know that? George Clooney
don't
and
go
Christopher
to dinner.
Walken.
Don't go to dinner over at the...
Oh, yes. Every Thanksgiving.
Over at Jennifer Aniston's.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go eat the studio audience at ER. Yum, 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 yum.
ER?
ER had a studio audience. A lot of people don't know that.
ER hasn't been on for 20 years.
Who cares? <Hasn't>.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got about...
Christopher Walken was never on ER. Minutes. Oh, God, he should have been. Damn, I watched a good Christopher Walken movie, that Man on Fire with Denzel Washington.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's good, man. Christopher Walken scene. Any Christopher Walken scene. It's just, he chews a scenery. Like, I don't know what Christopher Walken is paid to be in a movie.
Not enough.
But yes, it's not enough. He earns his money. My God.
What else is going on? I've got a, don't forget, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. Well, I saw some disturbing shit. I don't really understand the whole thing, but there, you know, out in space, there are black holes merging together.
Yes.
To form what scientists are calling super massive black holes.
Yes.
We're fucked. They will suck.
Not for a really, really long time.
Okay.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Oh, fuck him.
I don't like those holes because they're black.
You're right.
What have I got here? Bay oh, this Force. Is cool. Science-y?
Yay. Fuck you. Jesus.
Students in South Africa.
Right.
Have created a brick.
Okay.
The world's first brick made from human urine.
Fucking, what the?
No, this is way cool. Because they don't need to be fired. There's no baking or heating involved. It's a chemical process.
Okay. I pee on...
The bio brick was produced by students from Cape Town, who collected urine from specially designed male urinals at the university's engineering building. Then they mixed it with sand and special bacteria.
Ooh.
The bacteria then, it's microbial carbonate precipitation, it's called.
Right.
The bacteria nibbles on shit.
Ooh,
and then
yes.
puts out calcium carbonate, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yes. It breaks down the urea in the urine and produces calcium carbonate. And if I remember from reading the article, it kicks out carbon dioxide and nitrogen, which can be used for like fertilizer and stuff.
So instead of shitting a brick, you're going to piss a brick.
But they don't need to be. They don't need to be fired. They. It's like the longer you put a little bit more of these bacteria in, or something, and the longer you let the bacteria eat the piss.
Yes.
The harder the brick becomes.
Ooh. So well.
But think of the energy involved in baking bricks at 1,400 degrees Celsius.
Oh, my God. Wait. So this is a question I have to ask. Will my house smell like piss?
No. It's gone. The urea is carbonized out or carbonated.
So
microbial carbonate precipitated out.
Okay.
It's so cool.
Yeah, that is. So now people will be paid to stand in factories and pee bricks.
Regular bricks are kiln-fired at temperatures of 1,400 degrees Celsius.
Damn!
And produce large amounts of carbon dioxide. Bio bricks require no heat.
That's good.
If a client wanted a brick stronger than a 40% limestone brick, you just allow the bacteria to make the solid stronger by growing it for longer. The longer you allow the little bacteria to make the cement, the stronger the product will be. And they're working on optimizing. They just did it. So
that's cool.
But
where do you get the piss? Just from people?
The urine is collected from fertilizer producing urinals, which are also used to make a solid fertilizer. The remaining liquid is used to grow the bio brick.
Cool.
Randall described urine as liquid gold. By volume, urine accounts for less than 1% of domestic wastewater, but it contains 80% of the nitrogen, 56% phosphorus, and 63% of the potassium found in wastewater.
Right. Wow.
So the piss volume is only 1% of all wastewater.
Okay.
Bats, you know, and all that. Dishes. But it causes 80% of nitrogen, 56% of phosphorus, and 63% of the potassium found in wastewater. That's
cool, man. I love liquid gold. It's my favorite. I paid extra for those.
Yeah. How many?
Those were a gift from Vlad.
Trump, you should have said
that.
We
were making
piss.
Bricks. I wasn't doing anything about Barack Obama. Doing science.
I want a building made of liquid gold.
So that's cool.
That's very interesting.
People doing cool shit with piss?
With their urine.
fake news. You and your science.
Right.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That is very interesting. Jeez.
And to be able to recycle and clean out the wastewater, out nastiness that's in the wastewater without having to remove the phosphorus.
Right. But my science story, if we get sucked into a supermassive black hole.
In several billion years.
Those brakes aren't going to save us.
I'm not that concerned.
Okay.
We've got a, this is out of España.
Oh, wee wee.
The lovely country of Spain.
Yes.
I don't know why they're doing this, but for some reason there, the Spanish, whatever they have, I don't know if they have a Congress or what they have.
I don't have Parliament. Any fucking idea. I went to school in Georgia.
Spanish lawmakers voted in September for some reason, to remove the remains of Generalissimo Francisco Franco.
Okay.
From a mausoleum.
Who cares? Why are they doing
where
this?
Where tens of thousands of victims of the 1936 to 39 Civil War that brought him to power are also laid to rest.
Okay.
The Franco family has a crypt at the cathedral.
Right.
In Madrid.
Ooh, wee wee.
And his daughter is buried there.
Okay.
And that's where they're thinking they want to move him. And people, thousands of people are taking to the streets because apparently the Spaniards aren't having the problem we're having or that their neighbors, the Italians, are having.
Yes.
In a little fascist-y bullshit. Because they don't want Franco's fucking fascist bones anywhere near Madrid. They're protesting. Thousands of protesters gathered outside the Almudena.
So they want it moved, right? They want Franco moved.
No. Stay where he's at.
Oh, okay.
Stay out of Madrid.
Well.
They gathered outside the Almudena Roman Catholic Cathedral in central Madrid to demonstrate against any plans to bury the remains of former dictator Francisco Franco at the site. Families of tens of thousands of his opponents who were killed or imprisoned during his near four-decade rule oppose his burial.
Yes.
At such an emblematic site.
Why don't they just get rid of the bones then? They don't like the guy. Fuck him.
People are chanting criminal out of the cathedral. Justice, 74-year-old protester.
Damn.
Gorgonio Ferrero.
Nine.
Protesting said, I would chuck him in a ditch, but not buried here.
Right.
Several of his descendants are expressing opposition to him being exhumed.
Right.
The Francisco Franco Foundation, a not-for-profit organization that promotes the memory of the former dictator.
How do you promote the memory of somebody?
I don't know. Has said that his remains should be given a Christian burial at the Madrid Cathedral.
God.
The government of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez hopes the exhumation will help settle grievances from the period of his rule that still casts a shadow over that country. As many as 500,000 combatants and civilians died in the Spanish Civil War.
Oh, my God. Any relation to James? No?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't know. Twitter @crabdiving is
Franco related to James?
I don't have
Franco.
James Franco's ancestry.com password.
Yeah.
Family tree. Not one you would probably want to tout.
No. I don't want to go on ancestry.com.
Tomorrow is Faithless Friday, everybody. Got some stories.
Fuck for you, Sky God.
Some bat shit. Even in India, we've got some. I got a story out of India.
Oh, yeah. Are they religious over there? Shit.
Yeah, Hindu. Some no. Hindu. Just what do you think?
I thought those
when
guys
you think
were
the
chill.
Christians and the Muslims are the only batshit ones.
Yeah. They sit around meditating all fucking day.
Well, some of those Hindus are the ones that are going around hacking up atheists.
Oh, God, guys.
With machetes.
Leave me alone. I don't care about your sky god shit. Don't hack me up. Why are you going to hack somebody up that doesn't believe in anything? Why are you going to hack up the sane, logical people?
Because that's what Ganesh would want or whatever. I don't know.
I've said this many times, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. Shove your sky god bullshit right up your asshole and leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with it. It's creepy.
The,
Jesus and all this other shit. Whatever. I get along fine without Jesus. And actually, a lot of people do because it doesn't exist, right?
As a god, I would lean towards no. As a historical figure.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's the best we can do. Maybe. But yet people go to church and carry on about this motherfucker all the time. He's black, by the way.
Well, and if you read...
Does that bother any of these evangelicals?
Well, he's brown. If you read what he allegedly said and believed, I don't think he'd be real pleased with these this current batch of Christians here in this country.
I think Jesus would like our show. What do you think about that, dickheads?
He probably would. He'd probably smoke weed.
Yeah. Too. See, I don't get it. A lot of these evangelicals, they're racist. It doesn't bother them that Jesus is black from Africa. That doesn't bother them. They didn't like it when Obama's from Kenya.
Brown from the Middle East. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not really from Kenya, okay? I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic.
Obama's not?
You know, he's not. Don't you remember Joe Arpaio was going to prove that, I don't know. Didn't Joe Arpaio have a task force that was supposed to investigate Obama
Trump.
And prove?
And Trump sent people.
Now he's our president. Isn't that remember? Nice?
I'm sending people down.
That's the beginning of his political career. Birtherism.
So join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
We wave our atheism around a little bit more.
Right, right, right. Tweet us your favorite Bible verses and we'll make fun of them.
I've got a crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Which the follow-up to the story amazes me.
Yes.
I'm sure we did this story when it happened.
Okay.
But this is a former firefighter.
Fuck you.
Who harassed his black neighbors.
Oh, God. Great.
By hanging black dolls in effigy.
Why would you do this? Why would anybody do this?
Outside of their apartment.
Oh, okay. Great. Look at my lunatic neighbor. He's a big racist.
64-year-old Glenn Eugene Halfin in Texas, of course.
Right. Oh, yes. They love that in Texas.
Was charged with a hate crime.
Yes.
Pled guilty and will spend a year in federal institution.
Because he was hanging... Trying to intimidate people by hanging these.
His lawyer argued his client is not a racist and that he hung the dolls outside the apartment of his upstairs neighbors, whose daughter was an infant at the time, due to a noise dispute. I'm angry that they're noisy, so I'm going to hang some black babies in effigy outside their apartment.
I mean, to win that argument, this lawyer would have to be Perry fucking Mason.
He also egged their car and spread feces inside of it.
In the car.
He reportedly threw a noose onto their balcony and hung the dolls outside of their apartments twice.
God, this is the worst neighbor on the fucking planet.
But how does he go to jail in Texas?
I don't know.
This amazes me.
It's good, though. You can't do that. You can't act like that.
Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So if it's in Fort Worth, I guess, you know, maybe it's Dallas-Fort Worth. They're a little woke, more woke there.
Why would you want to fucking terrorize a kid by hanging black doll, you know? From a tree outside an apartment building.
So a year.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, dickhead.
Ha, ha, motherfucker. Let's see how they love racists in jail.
Oh, and who do you think this dickhead voted for?
Oh, let me think. Bernie.
I wonder. Yeah.
Do we have time for another story? I don't think we do.
Oh, shit, guys.
I think it's time to get the flock out of here.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us this lovely day, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow doing the same bullshit time, same bullshit channel. Not bullshit, but
no, not
same
at
bad
all.
Time, same bad channel. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, which is Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram, also Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website. His schedule is there at ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Merci beaucoup for listening, everyone. We will be back tomorrow with more bullshit.
Secret cervix.
What? Oh, the secret cervix.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.